Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A car crash in Inwood this morning left one pedestrian and two others hurt.
A man drag racing up and down Inwood near West 204th Street is what witnesses say they saw before the crash.
He went past me probably like 70, 80 miles an hour and then did a couple laps like that, probably three times I saw him. And then as soon as he came up to the crest of the hill here, I heard the bang.
The Corvette crashed into a Mercedes-Benz that struck a parked car and even a moped.
You just hear, you watch it, and then all of a sudden, you know, he just took off, and then I just went back to sleep, and all of a sudden I hear that all of this happened.
Police tell us the driver and passenger inside of the Corvette are in the hospital, along with a pedestrian that was on the sidewalk during this crash. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
Greenpoint residents and businesses taken to the streets this morning, rallying over what feels like to them endless subway closures. Small shops in the neighborhood say they're taking a real hit.
More than 50 businesses have signed on to ask the MTA to reschedule planned cuts in service to the G train in December. Now, the plan calls for 3 weekends during the holiday season for maintenance, and these businesses here say it will drastically cut into their bottom line. They held a news conference, owners releasing a survey showing that they lose 20% of business when service is cut off. They say there's no foot traffic, there's no motorist traffic. Here at Clay Space, a pottery craft shop, they're telling me that during past repairs, students run for the last G train and other customers don't even bother to come because the shuttle buses are inadequate. They're hoping the maintenance schedule is switched to January. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds News Time, 11:24. It was a brutal stabbing attack. The NYPD have arrested Viola Moore, the woman they say stabbed multiple girls in Brooklyn last night. A 13-year-old was stabbed in the torso, a 15-year-old in the abdomen, a 16-year-old was slashed in the arm. The two younger girls were taken to the hospital. They're expected to be okay. The 16-year-old was treated on the scene. Boyer is now looking at 8 counts of assault and 3 counts of criminal possession of a weapon. Still not clear what led up to that attack. The search is on for the two people who gunned down a 17-year-old boy in Brooklyn.
Two men wearing surgical masks wanted for murder of 17-year-old Amir Jordan, who was shot in the head inside this restaurant on New Lots Avenue. The police investigation going on all night, well into the day. This woman not only heard the shots, but then met Amir's mother.
The mother was screaming, "That's my son, that's my son." I'm talking, but I'm shaking because, you know, it's sad out here. It's very sad.
The teen is from Bed-Stuy and was visiting here when he was killed. The motive for the shooting is unclear. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, East New York.
It's a smoky and devastating morning up in the Norwood section of the Bronx. That's where a 4-alarm fire broke out just before 6 a.m. today at 3435 DeKalb Avenue. It's torn through several apartment buildings between Kossuth Avenue and East 208th Street. Deputy Assistant Chief Paul Miller says it's a complicated battle.
The building had blown in insulation, which tends to hold the heat and smoke in. So it was a long time in discovering this fire. The residents weren't aware that this fire was burning for a while.
On top of that, the FDNY says 2 fire hydrants were blocked by parked cars. So far, 2 civilians and 2 firefighters have suffered some minor injuries. We will keep you posted as crews continue to work on knocking this fire down. New York State is sending out warnings to Holocaust survivors and their families, who may be the target of a new scam. The Department of Financial Services says fraudulent letters are being sent by a group falsely claiming to be the Jewish Holocaust Claims Center and asking recipients to submit claims for compensation. The group has no connection to the state's Holocaust Claims Processing Office. Their scam website has been taken down, and the case has been referred to law enforcement. Still, Governor Hochul is urging survivors and their families to independently verify any outreach before sharing personal or financial information. It's going to be a local showdown. The Brooklyn pickleball team knocked off the defending champs to get here. It's the Major League Finals this weekend in Central Park.
They're considered underdogs, but they're riding an emotional high. The Brooklyn pickleball team making their first appearance in the Final Four of Major League Pickleball. COO Adam Banky calls it their Super Bowl.
In New York City, you know, the New York fashion, you know, grit is our middle name, and the team has really embraced that and just gotten as gritty as necessary to get to this point.
They'll be playing on their home court in Central Park.
We expect to see a sellout crowd Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and our entire community that we've been working together closely with to build out this team.
They're taking on the New Jersey Fives. He says tickets are going fast. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.